Hooker forwarded Sharp's memo to Halleck in Washington, with the notation that he had a good deal of confidence in its findings that the enemy will soon be in motion. But to what purpose? Hooker wrote Lincoln the same day that all he had were rumors that important changes are being made by the Confederates. He still didn't know what those changes amounted to. A report from the cavalry scouts that Brigadier General Alfred Pleasonton commanded clouded the picture for him. Pleasonton's men detected the same concentration of rebel horsemen around Culpeper, but concluded that it meant Stuart was planning a big cavalry raid, a possibility Sharp could not discount. Sharp's excellent all-source intelligence report ended up being wasted in Washington. Because of a clerical snafu in delivery, his memo did not actually reach the Capitol until June 8th. By then, its information was outdated. May 29th. Pressure mounted on Sharp to deliver results and deliver them quickly on exactly what Lee planned. Hooker wrote Stanton the day before that he could not provide any new insights on the direction the rebels might be heading. Lee might be attempting another move into Maryland, however desperate it may appear, said the general. Sharp sent Joseph Maddox back to Richmond, anxious for him to provide more intelligence from the Confederate government. But Maddox was arrested when he arrived at the Capitol. Friends eventually secured his release on parole, but he remained detained in Richmond for the next 10 months, providing no intelligence reports. Sharp began dispatching spies in all directions to learn more about the movements of Lee's divisions. Skinker sneaked across the Rappahannock. McEntee led a half-dozen spies to Bealeton Station along the Orange and Alexandria Railroad line northwest of Fredericksburg on a risky mission to enter enemy territory past the river. Confederate pickets blocked some of his men from crossing the Rappahannock. But under pressure from Sharp to produce, some managed to slip past the rebels' cavalry screen and hand out Confederate currency to buy information. 2 days later, they sent back reports on Lee's Northwest units, some written with invisible ink.